Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now you're welcome back. The National Cyber Security Centre has warned that malicious software, which can affect Android phones and potentially allows criminals to steal passwords and sensitive data such as banking information, is circulating in this country. In a statement issued earlier, the NCSC said it had received reports of a spyware software known as FluBot, which was affecting Irish Android phone users. To tell us more about this, I'm joined by Ronan Murphy, who's CEO of Smart Tech. Ronan, you're very welcome to the programme. You might tell me what this scam is exactly.
Hi. Yeah, FluBot malware, it's been around for a few months now, and it's a very real problem. I guess it represents opportunism at its best. Obviously, due to the pandemic, there's been a huge increase in online shopping, and almost everybody is waiting on a delivery of some sort. Now, the scammers are capitalizing on this by sending out fraudulent text messages. Now, these text messages appear as if they're from your delivery company, and they're asking you to install an app so that you can check the status of that delivery and see if it's been delayed. Now, the app isn't available on, let's say, the Google Play Store, so it's directing you to another site where you have to download it manually. Now, once these guys get on, that's when the fun starts. I mean, their ideal target is someone who uses their phone for online banking, and then they'll attempt to steal your credentials to log into your online banking.
But not everybody. An awful lot of people at the moment, the majority of people, you would say. And just before we move on to what they do then, once they get access to your private data, the link from the delivery or courier company, is it the same company all the time, or do they change it around? Because I've had people anecdotally tell me even today that they've received a text message from a foreign postal service.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different ways. I got targeted myself yesterday by it. I was waiting on a delivery, and funnily enough, I got the FluBot text came through to me, and 10 minutes later, the real text from DHL came through. So, I mean, the way these guys use the opportunity of mass online delivery is really, it's scary to see how efficient they are, and the amount of people falling for it is quite substantial.
Yeah, and you'd be well aware of the scam, but an awful lot of people wouldn't be as au fait, so it looks legitimate. But you say the fun starts once they get in. What happens then?
Yeah, so there's a number of different ways these guys can monetize it once they get into a phone. A phone is obviously a very fruitful hunting ground in terms of data. If you have online banking, obviously that's the holy grail. They want to get into your bank account and try and clean you out. We've seen that happen many times before, and it's a horrible situation. But there's many other ways they can be successful. For example, if they can steal your passwords and the login details for your email, there's many different ways that they can monetize that. From business email compromise to invoice fraud redirection. And they'll also, very importantly, they'll look to harvest your contact list. So they'll take all of the people that you're connected with through either your social media apps or your contact list, and then they'll look to scam them. So, I mean, they have a lot of different ways.
Give us two pieces of advice. First of all, if you get the link, and what do you do then? Tell me as well what you do if you've clicked into it already.
Yeah, so look, if you've already clicked into it, or you think you might have, you reset your phone. You go back to the factory reset. You wipe it. You start from scratch, right? If you're an Android user, I cannot emphasize enough how important it is that you only download from the Google Play Store. It's the safest way to do it. Google will use various safety measures to ensure that there's not malicious software in what you download. But then you can double down on your security by having an antivirus on your Android device. That's the best advice I can give for Android users. This doesn't really affect you if you've got an iPhone, but where it can be risky is you might get the text and they might try and redirect you to a website where they will try and get your personal credentials from that website. So no matter what device you're using, you do have to be savvy in what you click on and what information you put through.
And when you tell people to reset the phone, go back to factory settings, is there a risk there of losing some data from your phone?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you reset your phone, you're always wiping it. You're starting from scratch. So Obviously, if you've got data, you're going to back it up, and then you're going to have various different cloud repositories to stick your photos and so forth on.
Okay, well, look, we'll leave it there. But it is chilling what you say, but some good advice as well. Ronan Murphy, CEO of Smart Tech, thanks very much indeed for that.